Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here on Evan and Tiki, we are no such thing as Friday news dumps today. I mean, we were all over it. First, Matt Stafford goes back to the Rams. Then rumors between Aaron Rodgers and the Giants heat up. And if you're just joining us, starting the car, man, oh man, more bad news at a Yankee camp. Luis Gil, and this now a follow-up from Eric Bolin. Aaron Boone says Luis Gil pulled himself from his bullpen earlier after just a few pitches. He felt, quote, tight in his upper arm shoulder area and wasn't, quote, able to let it go. He will get an MRI, said Boone, and it, quote, feels like it's going to cost us some time. So definitely sounds ominous. You could take another guy off the Yankee opening day roster at this point. Now, if you were going to trade Marcus Stroman, there were two guys in mind that would continue to step up if Clark Schmidt was not able to go. Now, Luis Gil. One was Will Warren. The other was a fellow by the name of JT Brubaker, who the Yankees traded for last year on the opening weekend with the Pirates, knowing he was going to be out all year. Now, JT Brubaker apparently is going to miss time with three fractured ribs he suffered when he got hit with a comebacker. So the pitching depth is just getting obliterated for the Yankees, meaning this, Marcus Stroman is likely going to be on this Yankee opening day roster and is likely going to be counted on.
Yeah, it seems like at this point, and it's not going to be bullpenning for Marcus Stroman. He's going to be called upon to pitch, and exactly why you want the depth. And I know the trade talk at the beginning, or really most of the offseason at the beginning of spring training, was it felt real and palpable, but I mean, necessity breeds desperation in this case, because as much as you wanted to get rid of him, you need him right now.
Definitely need him. So there we are. No Giancarlo Stanton still at camp. Two tennis elbows for him. Clark Schmidt again will face some live hitters this weekend. DJ LeMahieu is going to finally play in a game. They might need him. Aaron Judge is finally going to play. It just, there's not a lot of positivity coming out of Yankee camp. Now, the good thing about baseball, it's a million games and a million. It feels like the World Series ended last week. Yep. So we have a long way to go to get bodies back. No doubt about it. The American League, as many of you alluded to, a little easier to maybe survive a slower month, 2 months. But when does the bleeding stop for the New York Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, you just said something very important, and we don't think about it because we're just not obsessed, because it's the wrong word, but you know what I mean. We're consumed by spring training. The season is really long.
Oh yeah,
and so I don't want to say it's fortuitous that it happened now, but it might be.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, you want Luis Gil healthy for this stretch run,
including Giancarlo.
And Giancarlo as well for the stretch run and into the postseason. I'm not saying it's guaranteed the Yankees are making the postseason, because we saw it a couple of years ago, the first time in forever they didn't. But it almost feels like if it's going to happen, happen now.
Yeah, it'd be nice if these guys come back in May. But the problem is, I see an injury like this and the very ominous stuff about Giancarlo Stanton. I don't know. I've lived too many baseball seasons and lived through too many spring training injuries not to just look at this and go, I bet I'm not seeing these guys until July. Mm-hmm. And by then, what does a Yankee season look like? I'm sure they won't be completely devastated. You've talked about their pitching depth. Right. And you know, can you get through the next month without more critical injuries? Because, like, it just feels like every couple days, like, right, something else.
Just get through spring training.
Right.
It feels like every day. I feel like every day. There's been an issue. Not necessarily an injury issue, but an issue. Yesterday it was Dominguez not being able to field balls in left field, and he's working his butt off or whatever the heck he said. And now you get another injury and compounded by Brubaker as well. So it just, like, you have enough bodies to get through spring training.
Yep. And apparently the Sixers play in the Yankees spring training. This, more breaking news. It's official. Joel Embiid will sit out the rest of the season. That from Chris Haynes. So no more Embiid.
Is that right?
Yeah, done for the season.
Lazy bum.
No, he's not.
Faced a lot of problems.
Yeah. He's faced a lot of problems.
I feel
but
bad
he's also,
for Embiid.
Yeah, he does a lot on the court that leaves, you know, to be desired when you face him.
I mean, he came into this season banged up. You knew he wasn't lasting. But I'm surprised already hanging it up.
The Knicks killed the Sixers. That was it. They eliminated him that round, the whole process.
The Sixers could thank the Eagles because they'd be getting trash in that town, but I'm sure they're still basking in the glow of that, and obviously with the Phillies.
Oh, dude, the football hangover is forever.
Yep.
Yeah. Forever. It's going to be for the rest of the year.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Maybe we're there in a year from now with Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, we talk about this with with injuries in spring training, whether it's the Yankees here and the Mets have obviously had a few, there's like almost a helplessness feeling as a fan. If it happens in the regular season, you have a game that night. You march on.
Right.
You're just sitting here in spring training and you're so excited, you can't wait for opening day. And it's just like that, another injury. And you feel like there's nothing you could do about it.
Right. Wait a second. Hold on. I forgot. We made a deal with Sean.
Oh,
you're the
worst,
Sean.
I forgot I meant to do this once we got on SNY. We're doing it now.
Okay, here we go.
Right now, Sean, who has not been wearing the L for a day and a half.
I didn't wear it yesterday?
You didn't. I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice.
So, in lieu of wearing it for yesterday and for next week, I'm making an executive decision that Sean is going to wear all four L's. Which one do you want in the front, Sean?
You know what, Tiki? I'll take any in the front and the back. You pick, man.
You got to have the Jets. The Giants.
Okay.
All right. Tiki is bringing the four L's to Sean as we speak.
We never talked about when Tiki had the four L's made, somebody wearing all four at once. It was the idea of one for everybody at once.
Yankees go one.
Okay. How heavy is this going to be?
Giants,
I think you can handle
two.
It there.
Okay.
I would tip over, but you wouldn't. Sean now has two L's on, and the final L is about to be placed over his head here.
Sit on top.
All right.
All right, he's going over his bald head. Four L's.
Proudly, Sean.
Four L's are on. And this is the last day payoff. I get out of next week. I don't care that Evan's on vacation. The last day payoff. I'm wearing four L's. This Eagle Super Bowl nonsense is over. We
look
cleanse
like
ourselves.
Floyd Mayweather, bro. You got so much ice in there. It's cold. It's frosty in there. I like it.
They call me Ice Spice.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling it.
That does kind of look good on you.
It does. You know what? I feel cool, man. I do. I feel cool. All right. Oh, well, let me see. Oh, jeez. This is a real pain in the neck.
We don't need you going for an MRI.
Right,
there.
Don't break whatever that L just hit.
The last thing I need is a scrotum rip. Vinny and Wade. Vinny, what's up?
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, guys. Big fan. First time, long time.
Appreciate it, man.
So I was telling Loogie on the phone, I'm a Raiders-Yankee fan. And right now with the news from Heel and just getting played by Stafford, and I have all my friends already making fun of me because I absolutely hated the Stafford deal. I'm like, it was the Rams deal all over again down in Mexico where they're like, oh, yeah, they were on vacation and happened to bump into each other.
That's funny.
I don't understand why. It's like, we're the Raiders. Now it's the Las Vegas Raiders. But there's a free agent that is, like, Al Davis would have signed him last year and traded for him in Justin Fields. Like, in my opinion, he's like the epitome of a Raider quarterback where he's decent enough to win, but he just needs that, like, intensity. Like, he has that, like, Raider mentality. And I just wanted to know, like, especially your opinion of playing, of, like, what you think about that.
Well, I think, who's the coordinator? Who's the offensive coordinator that they hired with the Raiders? Do you know off the top of your head?
With Pete Carroll?
With Pete Carroll. Because, look, Pete Carroll is the right coach for a player like Justin Fields to get him to, I don't know, dial in and be focused.
Oh, we should remember.
Who?
Chip Kelly.
Oh, Chip Kelly. Oh, interesting. That actually could work. So Justin Fields is talented. We called a game a couple years ago, the one where he threw for, I think it was 16 for 17 in the first half and ended up throwing for 350 yards in that game. And he looked really good. We all always knew he's a good runner and scrambler. And I felt like last year at the beginning of the season, not that he had become this, you know, top-end quarterback with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he felt more dialed in than he had ever been. And so if you get him with the right coach and the right offensive coordinator, and maybe Chip Kelly is that guy because he can do some of those things, he can coach some of those things that he's really good at. I mean, it's an interesting fit. I wouldn't have thought about it. For me, as a Giant, thinking from a Giant mind, it's the last guy I want. It just doesn't feel like it makes sense for the Giants. But for the Raiders?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it could make sense. It's because he's young. And there's a lot of upside, but the floor is also, like, down there.
Now that you're thinking Chip Kelly, I wonder if they're going to figure out whatever they're going to do with veteran. Maybe it's not Justin Fields. What if their backup's Marcus Mariota? Tie back the Duck stuff with Chip.
But he wasn't there, was he?
I think he was. Am I nuts?
Was Marcus Mariota's coach Chip Kelly?
I think he was.
There's no way.
I think he was. Mariota's been around a long time now.
No, he has.
So no, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
Who was his coach?
Mark Helfrich.
Helfrich.
Yeah.
So who was the big Oregon quarterback that Chip Kelly?
Justin Herbert. No, that was after Kelly.
There was somebody for Mariota, and that's how Chip Kelly made his bones. The team was good.
Yeah, I remember. And then he became the head coach
for the
Eagles.
I always remember more their running game when Kelly was the head coach, but I'll dig into
it. With LeGarrette Blount. Right?
Yeah.
Blount?
Yeah.
You're right. They might not have had the big quarterback. Then I'm thinking about because they played. Didn't they lose to Cam Newton in the national championship game? That might have been a non-quarterback year, if I remember
correctly. Sean now sporting the shades.
I am, man.
The chains.
I'm cool. They're calling me Ice Spice. 888-808-1019. Our friend Kendrick in Suffern. Kendrick, what's up, man?
What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, guys. I can't believe it's like a giant takeover today, and I can't help but smirk. You guys know the saying, I have a bridge to sell you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's what Aaron Rodgers' agent is calling up all these teams saying he's fully bought in, he's willing to cancel his trip to Machu Picchu or wherever he planned in August, and that he'll show up because you guys have done a complete turnaround on this guy. And just ask Tommy, guys, ask Tommy how bridges tend to work out with those lofty championship expectations.
Yes. We're not saying that.
Inevitably.
Kendrick, we're not saying that. We're not like the Jet fan. We're not saying this is winning us a Super Bowl.
And nor are the Giants giving up 5 first-round pick for this Bridges.
Right. And by the way, if he hadn't got hurt, Kendrick, in his first game with the Jets, I think it would have been a success. I really do.
Yeah. And Kendrick, be very. I got to be consistent. I know it's especially with our friend Anthony Gallo, works the digital department. It's very fun to clip like short things. I want to make this very clear. Aaron Rodgers to me is just the lesser of 14 evils because the Giants are signing a veteran quarterback. So when I'm looking around, I look at the idea of only Rodgers for a year at 41 better than paying $50 million to Sam Darnold, signing Russell Wilson and his corniness, or Jameis Winston turning the ball over a million times. I'm not pounding the table saying I want Aaron Rodgers. What I'm pounding the table is I'm acknowledging the reality they're signing a veteran, so we've lost out on Stafford. To me, this is the next best pivot.
That's an interesting way to think about it. It's actually the smart way to think about it.
It's just accepting the reality of the organization, too.
They've already told us, Kendrick, they're signing a veteran. So what better veteran than Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
No, that's fair. I just think that you guys have been talking about like stabilizing the franchise and the organization, and I think that you know, that comes more with the GM and the head coach when you look at turnarounds recently. And I just want to point out a few things. So I'm really big into the drafts, and I study these kids. And you look at the Chargers, the Broncos, the Texans, the Lions, and the Commanders, those 5 teams that have pretty good turnarounds after hiring new coaches.
Right.
They've all drafted based off of identity of their coaches, whether it's Alt with Harbaugh, you know, D'Amico Ryan's got Will Anderson and Stroud, Broncos with Bo Nix, all this stuff. You know, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, they sold us on, you know, the Josh Allen development, and they still haven't developed
a quarterback. That's
so true. I think, you know, I'm looking at the 2004 draft. You know, Kurt Warner, a Hall of Fame quarterback, came in, and they drafted Eli Manning. So, you know, maybe it's not out of the realm of getting an Aaron Rodgers and helping develop a younger quarterback that they trade up for. Mm-hmm. And I just, on that point, I have a question.
I didn't think of it that way, but Kendrick, don't forget. I'm not hanging up on you, Fred. Don't forget, we all thought Kurt was done.
Definitely.
We all thought Kurt, I mean, because at that time, 33 or 30, whatever he was over the hill for a starting quarterback.
The Rams went to Mark Bolger. They turned their back.
Right, so we thought Kurt was done. So it wasn't like Aaron Rodgers. I know what you're saying. His similarity is there, but we feel like Aaron now can still play.
Yes.
I think people thought Kurt couldn't still play, even though that was it was wrong because he took the Cardinals 2 years later to the Super Bowl.
Again, could have taken you guys to the playoffs.
I know. Yeah. Go ahead, Kendrick.
So 100%, and I was going to allude to that in my next point, which is, you know, the old school thought of mentoring a young quarterback, drafting and letting them sit. I'm a teacher, so I like to let the kids in my class learn by doing. Mm. And so, Tiki,
I teach with the same philosophy, by the way, Kendrick.
I can't, you know, I'm not a professor. I'm just a teacher, Sean. You got the professor. So I do want to ask you, though, Tiki, that, you know, the league has become more creative and more, you know, forward-thinking in their thoughts here. So
right.
How come we can't have a young quarterback drafted, and instead of saying the game is too fast for them because they have to take on so much,
mm-hmm.
you give them just a couple of packages. Let's just say you draft Cam Ward and you have Aaron Rodgers. I know it wouldn't work with ego with Rodgers. But you tell Cam Ward, hey, this week you're getting 5 packages if we get in the red zone, because then they don't have to focus
right.
so much on the whole game. And you can actually like build up to say, you know what, year one, you learn the red zone offense. Year two,
right.
now that the bridge is out,
it's interesting.
You have a better understanding of the game and you get a feel for the speed
right.
instead of just sitting and watching.
And doing it in real
time.
It's
like,
yeah.
Yeah. How come that's never the case? Because
it's a good
with
question.
Analytics too, Tiki. With analytics, it's almost like the defense knows tendencies more, where you keep them on their heels, not knowing who's going to be the quarterback in that part
right,
of the field.
Right. It's interesting because I'm trying to remember now Jalen Hurts' first or second year. Did the Eagles do a little bit of that? Like, did they put Jalen Hurts in for certain situations? I don't remember now. I almost feel like they did.
I kind of picture like running packages with
him. Yeah, exactly. But I could be wrong on that. I think the reason you don't do that is because it gets, historically, teams don't do that because it gets really complicated to build a game plan for one quarterback. Because you know what happens when when you build a game plan, you have the conversation with the quarterbacks, like, all right, what do you like? What do you not like? What do you like on first downs? What about second downs? What about when do you want to take shots? Like, you're having this active conversation with veterans, maybe usually not with rookies, but even
right.
I know that down in Washington, they did that with Jaden Daniels, and he had a lot of input on what he liked and what he didn't like in certain situations. It's hard to do that with the starting quarterback and then say, all right, rookie or young quarterback, we're going to put you into this situation. What do you like? It just becomes overwhelming.
People speculated the Steelers are going to do that. Remember when they turned from Fields to Russell Wilson that week? They're like, well, they're going to have these packages for Fields where he's taken off running.
Right.
It never really happened.
No, they didn't. Because it gets like the best laid plans, I think, turn into, all right, we guys got to keep you in because you're giving us the best chance to win.
Yeah, you never, if you're going with a guy who's your best option at quarterback, you don't want to take them off the field just to get another guy involved in what they do.
Especially because there's so many other ways now that teams try to gain advantages, like playing with pace.
Yeah.
So you have a package for this kid to come in and play on certain situations, but now you're like, all right, let's change this up and play at the line of scrimmage.
And defenses and coaches are too smart. The moment you run a second package for a second guy, they got to know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Because you haven't shown any ability to do any of the other stuff.
Right.
Chris and Merrick. Chris, what's up?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. You know, I'm a Giants fan. I've been a Giants fan for many years now. And I lived through the, you know, Warner Manning process. And to be fair and honest, I didn't want to trade up and get Eli Manning, but we did and it worked out.
Right.
This feels different, though. Okay? Kurt Warner was much younger and more of a team player and not a distraction.
Yeah, but I think that's unfair.
Rodgers,
I think that's unfair to Aaron Rodgers. I think it's unfair to say he's not a team player because he definitely is.
Okay.
He might be a distraction.
He's not a distraction, though?
I'm not saying that. He probably is a distraction, but I do think he is a team player. And by the way, his teammates loved him. You know what I mean? So it's not like I think we as fans and media didn't necessarily love him, but I think his teammates got him.
Yeah.
Do you think that he treated Sala with a level of respect the head coach deserved during his time, his body language, his mannerisms.
No.
Do you think that he... Yeah. No.
Yeah. He didn't. And okay? Chris, I think part of that is because Robert Sala needed Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Robert Sala was...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On the way out, and we knew this because of how Woody canned him after 5 weeks. So I think Dave's is a different animal because Dave's has so much experience. I think there is a little bit of a relationship there, and he was coach of the year. Like there's a
right.
respect there. He won championships with the Patriots as an assistant, obviously, but a coordinator. He won in Alabama, so I think there's a different level of respect. And I'm not trying to disrespect Robert Saleh. I'm just saying there's a different level of respect that comes with Dave's.
And on the other side of it, we don't know this to be true, and I can only hope. Aaron Rodgers, for all intents and purposes, was just fired by the New York Jets in a new regime.
Yes.
So I don't think you can have that experience, look around and realize a bunch of the NFL is not knocking on my door, and then go, well, I can continue to act this way and bully my way. That's not how this works. Now, maybe he doesn't learn that lesson, maybe he doesn't, but we've seen the reports now that people who worked with the Jets thought, you know, hey, great to work with, and he gets a bad rap. Here's the only thing I'll say about distractions. I cannot believe at 4:20 p.m. Eastern on February 28th, I'm going to defend Aaron Rodgers on distractions and bring something up, but here I am. Here's the truth. You know what's a distraction for Brian Daboll and the New York Giants, and I think we have proof of this? Not winning football games.
Right.
Does anybody remember?
This is why I wanted Stafford.
Yep. Week two last year, after the Giants lost to the Commanders in the whole kicker snafu, Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News sat there at a post-game press conference and asked Brian Daboll about job security in week two, which prompted a kind of heated debate back and forth and became a storyline all year. The distraction was not winning football games. And after every game, what is more distracting than a head coach having to have basically the media circling them like sharks in a boat?
For 16 weeks.
For 16 weeks, Brian Daboll had to survive that. And I'm not praising Brian Daboll for this. I'm just saying that is a distraction.
Right. So that's a bigger distraction than any individual player could be.
And I know that Aaron Rodgers on McAfee and all of that is a distraction and has been. I would be a hypocrite and would be a moron to say it wasn't, because I said it was such with the Jets. But to me, if you're going to scream and yell that Aaron Rodgers is going to come in here and be a distraction, well, the distraction for the Giants is going to be wondering if this head coach is getting fired because Justin Fields can't figure it out 3 weeks in, or Jameis Winston has thrown 7 million interceptions by week four.
Yeah.
Those distractions are going to exist. So, yes, Aaron Rodgers presents distractions, but he also presents a way out of the Giants' biggest distractions.
Yeah, which is, are you getting fired, coach?
Right.
And then
not competing every week.
And then the players start getting asked those questions, and then all of a sudden, you're not talking about the program and building it. You're talking about, is this the right coach?
I feel
every single week.
I feel so gross. I feel so gross. I'm arguing against everything I argued for with Rodgers and the Jets.
I got to tell you, though, you look dope.
I'm the man today. I know nobody wants to hear that already because you can't see me. I'm wearing four L's because the Eagles won a Super Bowl and I'm an idiot. And now I've put on my shades. So I think I'm making high school me proud, man. I'm Jenko jeans and a mushroom cut away from being the man.
I think you could pull that off.
Yeah?
Like regularly.
Yeah. You know, my wife told me this last night. You know what? She ain't going to care that I'm sharing this. Yesterday I came and I wore a hat and a hoodie and I had my Red Bulls hoodie on. Yep. Big game coming up for Saturday.
Yep. Big, huge game for the Red Bulls this week because it's week two.
Yeah.
They lost week one, but new stadium, Sports Illustrated Stadium, or new name, Sports Illustrated Stadium over there, and a great atmosphere.
So I wore that yesterday. It was a nice hoodie.
Yep.
Nice swag. Hat. The whole deal. I came home earlier in the week, Monday. I was wearing like a nice, let's call it a pastel blue button down.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It was a little wrinkly from the train and I looked a little more corporate. And my wife had an honest conversation with me last night. She goes, you know, I know you make attempts where you want to look nice at times and you think that's what you're supposed to do. But you know, when you wear the hoodie hat, maybe you have a little gangsterish style to you. Maybe that's not you, but you look better. She's like, you might think it's silly at 30, but you look better that way.
That means she wants you more when you dress
hoodie. Kidding me last night, man? I stripped down to my Shinesty hot dog undies and away I went.
I believe the phrase is, you can't put lipstick on a pig.
Oh, we're putting lipstick on the pig.
And when I look up gangsterish in the dictionary, I don't see a father of two living in West Babylon.
Well, it's more like the backwards hat look. You know, like, I'm hip, man.
No.
You know?
Not really. But it does.
I also don't live in West Babylon anymore.
Well, first of all, where'd you get the shades from?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean where'd I get it from?
Well,
the store?
No. It's the end of February. It's 48 degrees outside. Why do you have shades on you, right?
Tommy, you don't own a car.
Yes. Well, Doc. Oh, it's in your car the entire time. All right.
Sun
I'll
glare.
See my way out.
Yes. Sun glare.
You know, like the report that we got at 6:20 yesterday was sun glare and there was no sun?
I couldn't believe that report. Why did that report play yesterday at 6:20, Tom?
I forgot. But speaking of... And speaking of cars, Teak, you'll appreciate this. So Sean and I, as you know, I always take the train because I don't have a car. Sean sometimes will take the train. So we're running out of here.
Oh God!
Yesterday to catch our 6:40 train to Ronkonkoma, we go to the elevator duct here, and there was some type of like drill going on.
Yeah, where alarm drill or something.
Unbelievable. Time.
Right as we're about to hit the button. So now...
The elevators are shut down in the building.
This happened to me and Rosie about a week or so ago, so I already knew there was another exit, but you have to run down 10 flights of stairs. So Sean, who wasn't used to this, like started going, how are we going to get down 10 flights of stairs? I immediately went into Billy Zane, Titanic, I have a child mode, and I left his fat ass at the elevator duct, and I sprinted down those steps. I don't have time to chat. Luckily, we both made it on time. And I know why you're smirking. He even got an earlier train. This is why I will never wait for anybody. Because let's say I waited and I got screwed and lost my train. You ended up getting an earlier train.
I did. I made the 6:34. Absolutely. Yeah,
think
about
that. Is that the one you usually take?
No, the usual one is a 6:40. I don't want to give away my entire itinerary, but I'm usually on a 6:40. You have to switch at Jamaica. 6:34 is rare. I made that, or we ended the show at like 23, and within 11 minutes from Hudson Square, going down 10 flights of stairs up to Penn Station. Now, you hit all the subways at the right time.
Right.
But my fat ass couldn't get down the stairs, huh? I caught up to you, no problem, pal.
And then you're crossing Varick with your pants basically falling off.
They almost fell down.
You would have crossed an eight-car pileup. While we're on the Long Island Railroad rant here, I don't know if this happens to you, Sean.
We ended up being a fat piece of ass. Mm.
Do they check your ticket before you go down the steps sometimes and
Depends.
Then check it again on the train?
Yeah.
Why are we double-checking the tickets?
I'll tell you what.
Isn't once enough?
No, I'll tell you why. Because not every, they don't do it at every one at Penn Station. It's usually like one of the entrances.
Yep.
Also, I've run into this problem. There are too many people that are dodging paying fares and hiding in a bathroom for multiple stops. It's a big Long Island Railroad.
Right, so they're checking before you get on the train.
Yeah.
Yep. Just because of that.
It's funny that you say that, because that's actually Evan's suggestion, is to hide out in the bathroom if you can't get a seat. So Evan is condoning not paying for your
tickets. He's an animal. Since we're on this real quick, one thing to clear up, we're almost hitting real rush hour time in Manhattan. Maybe have us in your earbuds heading down. One more pet peeve, Teak. I know you're not a big train taker.
I just get in my car and go.
If you're going to be, when you get to Grand Central, Times Square, Penn Station, the big stations here in New York, if you are going to be the first one out of a subway door, like you're setting yourself up and I want to get down the stairs to make my train, you have to be in run mode.
Yeah,
you can't be
get out and go right.
Right.
Or left.
Nope. Everybody can go at their own pace, but if you're going to be the first one out, understand that you're at rush hour in New York City and people have like literally 30 seconds to make trains. It's a mad dash. The idea of taking out the phone and doing a casual stroll down the stairs and blocking people costs people time at home with their kids.
And for the people that are getting on the subway, right? So I'm getting off.
Back off and let us off, Tommy.
Yep. I'm Brandon Jacobs, and you're a corner on the Packers. I'm trucking you, baby. Get out of the way.
Me and Tommy.
I got to catch a train here. I'm not sitting there for 40 minutes at Penn Station.
Commuter problems.
Me and Tommy are worse. And we're in the land of leprechauns. It's March. We will be in March. John Rothstein's favorite month. Baseball will come our way at the end of March for real if there's any Yankees left to play.
Stop.
You're just joining us. An MRI scheduled for Luis Gil's shoulder. JT Brubaker with a couple fractured ribs. Matt Stafford back to the Rams. And the Giants and Aaron Rodgers are flirting. There's another part of this Giants thing that we keep mentioning this name, and Connor Hughes mentioned it from the combine on SNY a little while ago, Tiki. Not only are the Giants interested in talking to Aaron Rodgers, they are interested in talking to Sam Darnold.
Mm.
Now, this...
That's interesting because of the money that we know that it's going to cost.
Exactly. Now, you know, we've been in a weird spot with callers. What do Giant fans actually want? It seems like every time you bring up a quarterback, they don't want that.
Right.
I have to be honest, Tiki. I'm under the assumption that Sam Darnold is going to get paid some amount of money for multiple years, maybe similar to what Daniel Jones got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I am so far out on doing that with Sam Darnold, it's not even funny. So anybody who wanted me to yell and scream about Aaron Rodgers, I'm much more open to Aaron Rodgers signing here for a year or 2 years than signing Sam Darnold with some kind of guaranteed contract after the way his season ended those last two games. Look, maybe he takes off. Maybe he becomes the next Baker Mayfield. Maybe. But you know what? The lump sum of his career and the way that ended, I don't have enough evidence where I feel comfortable doing that.
It's such an anomalous season last year, because every other season, not a lot of them, he started 17 games. I mean, the most he got to was 13, and that was his first 3 years. And that was in his first 2 years with the Jets. Then he was 12 with the Jets, and then 11 with the Carolina Panthers before moving on to San Francisco. He started 17 games last year and had 35 touchdowns and 4,300 yards. I mean, it's like huge numbers.
Yes.
When you go look at everything else, it just leaves a lot to be desired.
Yep.
Sub 60% completion percentage. The touchdown interception ratio was not very good. And like, you just wonder that it's a one hit wonder for $40 million a year.
Exactly. And you're committing to more than this year. That's the thing about a Rodgers and maybe even a Russ, and we'll see what kind of deal he gets. But you could kind of live year by year and still have the flexibility to take a quarterback in this draft. The team that signed Sam Darnold, I don't believe, is also cashing in to take a quarterback in this draft.
No, because it's too expensive.
Too expensive, and maybe next year. I think that's the one quarterback move. If you hit, great. If you don't, is a franchise setter back.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, the deal is likely only going to be 3 years.
Right.
You're starting to even see the big-time deals. I mean, Dak Prescott, who signed that $60 million a year deal on AAV, and the guaranteed number, I think, is the largest of all time.
Right.
I think they can get out of it after 3 years.
But that's the thing. You're going to have a lot of more upfront guarantees.
Right. But and void years and all that other stuff. But at the same time, the last thing you want to do is think Sam Darnold, who's not old, by the way. He's only, 28? It's going to be his year 28 season next year. Like, the last thing you want is to think this is our guy going forward.
Right.
And then after a year, you're like, we messed up.
That would feel like Daniel Jones.
Right. I think the downside is what you're scared of. Not saying he's going to, you know, regress, but you're just terrified of the downside. I think the only downside, you know, in contrasting this with Aaron Rodgers is health.
Right.
And so if you assume health, then Aaron Rodgers is going to have a good season. Because I don't even think he was fully healthy last year. And statistically, he had a pretty good season. So
And I don't know how much it's going to cost, though, for Rodgers.
I have no idea.
Had to ask me today.
Well, there's no market setter.
Exactly.
For his type of quarterback.
Maybe I'm nuts, but I think the and we'll just call it a cap hit, because that's what, mm-hmm. The cap's fungible, and I understand that. But for this year, with the Giants trying to build a roster,
right.
I think it's going to cost them less this year for Aaron Rodgers than it would Sam Darnold.
You're probably right. Now, I think the parallel would be what Tom Brady did, but Tom Brady was at a ridiculously high level still.
Right.
Now, he won a Super Bowl at this age. Actually, older.
Right? 43.
Yeah, right. 43. So he won a Super Bowl in almost mid-40s. Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, is there. Not saying he can't win a Super Bowl, but it's really Tom Brady's contract, and that's it.
Yep.
And Tom Brady used that with the Bucs to really get paid, one of the top salaries in football for the first time in his life. Now, he never got paid big money when he was in New England. I played forever, so it
Giselle
didn't matter.
Giselle Celery helped that.
Right, but it didn't matter for him. But what it's going to cost for Aaron Rodgers is what I think. I have no idea.
No idea. Look, it could get to a point where I'm like, whoa, you can't pay him that amount, but I don't think it will.
No, I don't either.
I think the Giants signing Sam Darnold is the worst possible thing they could do. I'll take it a step further. I don't think Sam Darnold has the stomach or what it takes to win.
Hmm.
I've seen it now with the IC Ghost. This guy in that playoff game last year looked scared, incompetent, and like he didn't know how to play the position.
Yeah. And the week before versus the Lions to win the division.
Correct. So two playoff games essentially last year. IC Ghost, he looks like a high school quarterback at times. And
seems
I don't
like
want
a good
him.
Kid and his talent there.
No, I think he definitely is a good kid. It's not about that. It's about performing in critical moments.
And what did we say about Daniel Jones? Teak, you said it. When the lights were the brightest, Daniel Jones, I don't want to have that again here.
Right.
Give me the guy that can win the big games.
Well, I mean, that's why, when you asked a question earlier about, I think Tommy did, Dabes's, ego attitude and Aaron Rodgers' ego attitude. The good thing about that is that they're not scared of the bright lights.
No.
Like when guys are cocky like that, the big stage is where they want to be. Like they're not shying away from it. Like they want to be there. It's like, put me on it. Let's go.
And no, you're right.
So I don't worry about that with Aaron Rodgers. How can you not worry about it with Sam Darnold?
And Rodgers clearly has already handled the New York media fine. The media loved him. They were eating out of his hands.
Right.
He
manipulated all of us.
Yeah. And look,
for 2 years, he manipulated us. And we bought in like hook, line, and sinker.
And I didn't buy in, but now as a Giant fan, I'll lay down on a blue bat, manipulate the hell out of me, Aaron.
And you brought this up, I think, a segment ago. You can go back on the Odyssey app rewind function. You said the Pat Leonard. Week two, asking Dabes about the
security.
You got me calling him Dabes now. In week two, about his job security, Rodgers would take away the distractions of Brian Daboll, I think the media will be obsessed with covering Aaron Rodgers, and Daboll's job security will be down the totem pole.
Interesting. So in some ways, he becomes an insulator.
Yep.
Right? So
And this is not a good indictment on the Giants, but the Giants had so many distractions by stinking and not winning that the distraction that is Aaron Rodgers is a welcome distraction
distractions. And I think Aaron welcomes the distractions, meaning he welcomes the attention on himself and everything
he also doesn't care.
Right. No.
Whatever you want. He doesn't care. It's not going to affect him.
Just put a camera on Art Stapleton every time he's got to watch the Pat McAfee show every week. That's what I want to say. 888-80.
And Evan's still going to have to watch Rodgers on McAfee.
I wonder if he stops doing it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Nah, I don't
see it. Way.
Really?
No way. As long as
even after Aaron Glenn, even though it was reported that Muji and Aaron Glenn did not give him an ultimatum, I'm sure it was suggested.
No, there's certain things.
It clearly had to be a talking point.
I'm sure it is. But you're talking about Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, who are trying to, survive with their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
He will be on Pat McAfee.
Yep.
No doubt. There will be other things they look to eliminate. Maybe they don't give him every wide receiver he wants and all that other stuff. He will be with Pat McAfee. 888-808-1019. Jimmy in Uncasville. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man. What's up, man?
Hey, Tiki, one of my favorite Giant running backs, man. It's an honor to talk to you, man.
I appreciate
that. You guys have been cracking me up all the way home, man.
And, I appreciate that.
And my blood pressure has been going up and down with the conversation, right? So, I've been a longtime Giants fan. I went through the 90s and the early 2000s, I live in Connecticut. I'm right between Boston and New York, right in the middle. So I deal with a lot of Red Sox fans and Cavs fans, so it's crazy, right?
Right.
And when I was in the military, I was stationed in Texas for 17 years, so dealt with all those Cowboy fans, right?
Wow.
So nuts, right?
God bless you, man.
Yeah, man, thanks. I appreciate that. But I'll tell you, one of my biggest frustrations with this Giants organization is, you know, the common theme that I've kind of noticed, and some, you know, my guys up here that were Giants fans, you know, and the guys that I work with, has been that they can't protect anybody, right?
Yeah.
They had one. I mean, look at this blowout season Saquon had, right? Like, I give him. I was rooting for him this year. You know, I hate the Eagles, but I was giving him love because we were holding them back because we couldn't protect them, right? Poor guy got injured. Yes, it wasn't because of the line, but they can't protect anybody. So what scares me, first of all, about Stafford was his age, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go, you know, trying to get into the well and go in the wishing well and try to get a savior for our team. I knew that wasn't going to happen, but it was driving me nuts, all that talk. Now Aaron Rodgers, you know, with the Achilles, like, he is so immobile right now. And even though he finished decent for the Jets last year,
yeah,
he couldn't move.
No, he
and
could.
It just, well, scares me because the quarterback position is so important.
Right.
If you can't protect him, he's going to get killed.
Yeah, but we talked about this a little bit earlier. I think that, you know, the Giants did a pretty decent job upgrading, and it was an easy upgrade, the offensive line a year ago.
Two pieces in free agent.
Right. And you got to believe they're going to do it again. Right?
Yeah.
You got to believe that they're going to keep adding to that line. Because if you look at what the Giants' biggest issue has been for the last half a decade, maybe a decade, it's been the offensive line. And not just, I'm not talking about the stars, because Andrew Thomas is a star when he's healthy. I'm talking about the depth. I'm talking about the ability to not fall into an abyss as soon as one guy gets hurt.
The Chiefs are just playing in the Super Bowl. They had to move Joe Tooney over from guard to tackle. Like, the ability to just not miss a beat and have a good quarterback play helps. Maybe I'm a moron. I could say this 15 times. When I'm looking at what fears me the most about the Giants in 2025 without the offseason even beginning, I have way more lack of confidence they're going to figure out who their number one cornerback is. I have way more problems with, holy crap, who are the other defensive tackles on this team next to Dexter Lawrence than I do, is their offensive line going to hold up? Yes, I'm worried about Andrew Thomas's health, but if Andrew Thomas does stay healthy, I think their offensive line, because what I saw at the beginning of last year was not what I saw the previous decade, is not as big an issue as people think, when also considering, Tiki, that they're obviously going to add to it again.
Right, they're going to add, maybe Evan Neal goes to guard. Right?
Yeah.
Who knows what's in
they're going to add another starter here.
There's going to be another starter. You have to. Even if for depth purposes, there's going to be another potential starter added who has had veteran experience and can play if needed.
Definitely.
That's what they've lacked so far.
And look, as far as Rodgers' mobility, no kidding. And if Josh Azudu has to play,
move around a little bit last year.
Right.
It wasn't like exceptional, but he gets so ignored with his legs that sometimes he sneakily can go grab 5 or 6 yards for you.
And what helps for Aaron Rodgers, too, unlike what Daniel Jones could do, he throws with a little anticipation. So if the pocket's coming, he might be able to get rid of that ball. And you know who that's going to help, too? Wandell Robinson looking for some yards after the catch not catching 50 million balls for the same amount of yards. Rich and Jim Thorpe, PA. Rich, what's up?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you having me on the show. Got a comment about spring training, and I got a football question for Tiki.
What's up?
But first, I got to say, Evan, you look great in that gold. But I got to ask you, is that made out of metal? Because it looks like it might be a lot of weight on the back of your neck there.
Heavy lies the crown.
Yes.
Heavy lies the crown, Rich.
It's all plastic.
All right. My comment about spring training, listen, nobody wants to see pitchers get hurt. I'm a Mets fan. We already lost two starters. But if it's about to happen, better happen in spring training when they might miss, not come back till May, let's say May or June, then happen in July or August during the pennant race. So if somebody's going to get hurt, better now than later. Am I right about that?
Right. No, you're right, Rich. And by the way, Garrett Cole got hurt in spring training.
Yeah.
Or there was whatever the issue was. Was it shoulder also? I forget what it was last year.
We all feared the worst with that, too. That's how Heal got back up here.
Yeah. And so look how that worked out. I mean, it turned out He missed a good amount of time at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, when did he come back? The end of June? It was an elbow last year for him.
Elbow. So whatever it was, it was an arm injury. He missed
a lot
of time.
He had an enema in his pitching elbow?
A what? An enema? I don't think he did enema.
Edema.
Edema. That's like swelling of soft tissue.
The enema is the beans. You eat the appetizer.
No, that would be edamame.
Edamame.
Enema is the thing you talk out of, Sean. Not your mouth.
It's when you need to cleanse your colon.
Oh, I was way
off. Don't you remember Batman? This town needs an enema.
I was off.
Play on words, double entendre.
Yeah.
I'm a fat moron.
Edamame and edema, definitely different than an enema. Okay.
Let's get a bidet.
This is why I talk quarterbacks, not medical procedures. Can you help me out here? Right, I got nothing. 888-808-1019. Anthony in New Jersey. Change the subject, please. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Fuzzy.
So, as a Jet fan, a long-suffering Jet fan, I'd like to be the first to congratulate you guys, Giant fans.
We ain't got them yet.
You know what, Anthony? Thank you. I'll accept it.
Stop hating.
Anthony, can I ask you before you continue? Do you think the Giants will play wild card Saturday, Sunday, or do we get the Monday night game?
I can see you guys playing on wild card Saturday afternoon.
I love
it. Kicking it off with Aaron Rodgers. Listen, I'm a Jet fan. I actually just turned 40 last week. I just spent the whole decade without seeing any playoffs for my Jet team. But the Jets, as far as quarterbacks that leave the Jets in the following year, that quarterback has made the playoffs. You can go far back as Brett Favre, Joe Flacco a couple of years ago, obviously Geno Smith, and a few others have made the playoffs after leaving the Jets. If you want to talk about a guy that's more motivated than ever after what he just went through these past two seasons with the Jets, the Giants is a perfect opportunity to stick it to Woody Johnson.
This is unbelievable.
Right.
Anthony, thank you. This is my favorite part of the Rodgers story. It's not even the fact that, as a Giants fan, I got to deal with eating my own words about Rodgers. It's the idea of this. Here we are. We are almost 3 hours into the show, and you have had Giants fans call begging for Jameis Winston over Aaron Rodgers. That's how bad they don't want him. And Jet fans going, you know the Giants are going to be good with Rodgers.
Right.
It is so
it's the pessimistic Jet fan.
Yes.
It's our fault that Aaron Rodgers did not have success with the Jets.
And Giant fans looking at him with the Jets go, I don't want him. He's old. Right. We're going to stink with him. It is so perfect. That is why this topic is the best.
Yeah, and listen, if you're a Giant fan like we are, you almost have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
If Rodgers comes here and he stinks, they move on quickly. If you're a Jet fan, you have everything to lose.
I think that's true.
If he has success here, not only did he have zero with the Jets, he goes to the Giants. Think about the Rodgers stuff. Out of the darkness, Hard Knocks, carrying the American flag out there. Monday Night Football, gets hurt immediately, has no success with the Jets. And then comes to the Giants and has success. I know Jet fans have been beaten down, but I mean, this just the negative juju from the Jets to me makes this why he'll have success with the Giants. I think we all feel that way. Giant fans, Jet fans, it's just this is the script. This, of course, it is going to happen this way.
And I know Evan and Joe both didn't want Rodgers gone. Remember, they both stated that.
I think a lot of Jet fans wanted Rodgers.
I wonder how both of them will feel.
Well, I think most of it's because if they lose, well, now that Aaron Rodgers is not there, lose is the wrong word because they didn't want him. As a team, what are they doing? Like, who's their starting quarterback? Tyrod Taylor is going to be penciled in for right now. And actually, that's not a bad solution. But I think the Jet fan with a new regime is looking for giving my franchise quarterback.
Right.
Right.
It's a
new head coach, coordinator, general manager. Let's get this thing feeling right. I want someone that's taking us into the future, like CJ Stroud or like Jaden Daniels or whatever it may be. Because that's what you've seen happen over the last couple of cycles with new head coaches, even Steichen with Anthony Richardson, even though that hasn't quite worked out, when you get a new head coach, teams kind of want a new quarterback.
This is why I say the Jets and their GM, for what he did with Bo Nix, checks a lot of the where does Jackson Dart end up if he's a first-rounder box.
What the Broncos did.
Yep. With Bo Nix.
Right.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be shocked. We keep saying, where's Jackson Dart going to go if that's the Jet team? Move.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.